Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have a very late, but, toppings. I have a very late toppings for you all. just talking about what we've been up to these past couple of weeks. Alessandra, where you been, loca?
Bringing the eclipse back into the conversation.
Hell yeah. Was that eclipse or was that new moon?
No, I think that was new moon. I think you're right. Yeah. But
still, very, it fits. It fits with what's happening right now.
Yeah, I did watch the eclipse yesterday when I arrived back from my trip to the UK. I literally landed in the morning time and a couple hours later, I got to watch the eclipse. It wasn't total in Boston, but it was still pretty neat to see the darkness. It was very eerie in that sense. So that was cool.
Because it got really dark. I think for us, for California, it only got like to 49% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was pretty cloudy. Like my sisters were supposed to have a really good view of it. And I think it was cloudy for most of the day, unfortunately.
No. So they didn't get to see it?
I don't know. It sounded like maybe not a whole bunch. I don't know. I'll have to ask them more about it.
When
my parents get back.
That is just the worst. Like, what are you going to do? For us, it was a beautiful day. But we didn't have totality, but I did go on the roof and I was sitting there in the sun and then was watching it go with my little glasses. And by the time it was as much as it was going to go, it was still very bright outside. Like, I mean, definitely didn't seem to make it, like, it just kind of seemed slightly off. Like, everything kind of was like a different, it was like a different kind of light than I've ever seen before. So that was kind of neat.
Like the world had a filter.
Yeah, exactly. But it was still very bright outside. So it wasn't like darkness like it was in the places where it was totality. But it was pretty cool just seeing it be like a real sliver of light on the side. And so my trip that I went on was a week long. I bought myself these tickets because it was the cheapest time to fly and I had a lot of points. So I basically got there pretty cheaply to the UK.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So was it JetBlue?
It was JetBlue and nice. I got myself with my points. I had so many JetBlue points that I could fly like the first class ticket on the way there, like the upgraded ticket. So I got to lay down flat, which was
nice.
Really cool to be able to just do that overnight. I tried to sleep and I'm pretty sure I did not because my adrenaline was just like really, but I did like lay down, you know, you could like put your seat all the way straight, which was just so strange. You know, on a plane.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had some dinner. I like read my book and tried to like calm down. But by the time I like was laying there, it was only like a 6 hour flight. So it just was kind of like looming in my head that I would only be able to sleep for a couple hours anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I got there and then I immediately took a flight up to Northern Ireland to visit.
So how was transferring to airports?
Well, I didn't transfer airports. I just transferred terminals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you think I was transferring airports?
Yes, I did.
No. I flew into Heathrow and I flew out of Heathrow just a few hours later. Okay. I actually was kind of worried about this because I was like looking it up online that it would be difficult for me to change terminals because, you know, I had to leave the terminal and then go right back through another security line at a different terminal. So I couldn't like stay within security. So
yeah, because didn't you have to go through like customs when you first got in, sort of?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then have to go through security again to, yeah.
Yeah. But the customs was really quick because it was like first thing in the morning. So there weren't too many flights arriving at that time. And I got to like just, you know, put my little e-passport, which, you know, they have those little gates. So I didn't have to talk to anybody. I just, you know, scanned my passport, went through, got through customs pretty quickly, got to the other terminal very quickly, and met up with some friends who were also flying to Northern Ireland from California. So that was cool. We spent Easter up there with Anne's boyfriend's family. And so I basically stayed awake. I mean, I did not sleep at all. Like, I took a baby nap, like an upright on a chair, so that I wouldn't go to sleep for too long. You know, it was maybe like 45 minutes at the max. But I was like sitting upright so that I wouldn't go to sleep, so that I could go to sleep that night and be on the schedule of the UK, which really helped. But it was my very first time in Ireland, so I flew into Belfast, and the first thing I noticed was how green there it was and how many sheeps were everywhere. I mean, it was shocking just how much countryside and green there is. It is just wild.
You fit right in with your sheep sweater.
Yes, I wore my sheep sweater for Easter, and everybody was like, oh my God, what a cute sweater. And I was like, I made this particularly for this trip, which was kind of crazy because this sweater was so bulky in my luggage. Like, it took up like half of my luggage.
That's what Casey's saying with all their crocheting projects. They're like, these clothes items are very bulky.
Dude, I mean, this one in particular, you know, the arms of it are just huge. I mean, you saw, like, they're just, it's massive. So my bag, like, I had this whole bag situation when I was getting, I sent you some pictures of me trying to close this damn bag. Like, I had to like go find like a kind of quieter part of the airport because I was feeling like really self-conscious about me having to sit on my bag to like shut it. Because of course I had some tea in my bag and they needed to check the tea to like go through security. So they had to undo my bag, which I had to sit on to get closed in the first place.
And tea you were bringing back?
Tea I was bringing from America as gifts for people.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I brought a lot of gifts and I was like, I'm just going to like bring all this stuff that I won't have to take back. But then I ended up bringing gifts back for myself on the way back. But I had to like get the, so you know how the bags are like extended if you make the little extra, like, there's an extra zipper.
Extra zipper extender part, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted that to be closed because I was worried that since I had to, like, put it in the overhead bin, that it wasn't going to fit if I had the extension open.
That it'd be too wide.
Yeah, like, I was definitely going to be fine for, like, this, like, you know, premium class ticket that I had. But, like, it was the small, it was my flight from Heathrow to Belfast that I was worried about it because I was just going to be flying a regular plane. Like, I was, you know, going to be getting on the plane and putting it up in the overhead bin. And I didn't want them to be like, you're not allowed to bring this bag because it doesn't fit. And I needed it to be able to do that, right? So I was a little bit worried about it, but I ended up having to, like, the extra zipper I would go over pretty much the whole thing except for one side, and it would break. Like, the zipper wouldn't go over the corner. It was like a hard case, and so every time it would go over the corner, it would have a split in it, and then the whole thing would split open. So it was like, I like tried so hard to get this thing to close, and then I realized that I really just had to do it about 3/4 of the way and not go over that last corner hump where it would split. And then it stayed like that. It's still like that today. It never moved after that.
Oh, goodness. So,
anyway, okay. Yeah, well, glad I figured that out. But it took me, like, I mean, I redid this thing easily 10 times. My poor fingers were so mad at me for trying to yank this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Northern Ireland and it was awesome. And then we drove down to regular Ireland. But up in Northern Ireland, I got to see Derry and got to take pictures with like the Derry girls mural that they have.
I saw that picture. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cute. And just got to see that town and got to go to like Giant's Causeway, which is like this really cool, like, coastal formation where all the rocks look like they're like Minecraft rocks. And they were made like that from this volcanic eruption from like 60 million years ago. And then a glacier covered them. It's called Giant's Causeway. It was really neat. And so, like, The weather was incredible. I mean, we got some rain, but not like, it wasn't like a lot of rain. It was mostly sunny and it was mostly just kind of like breezy. And, you know, the week before they were getting so much rain. And then when I was gone in Boston, it was just raining like crazy. And
yeah, you were
I
worried about
missed
rain.
It. Yeah.
It didn't rain.
Oh. Didn't rain at all. It didn't rain at all. It was like so, the weather was incredible, dude. Like, I really did a good job with the layers that I brought. Like, I bought myself a trench coat, which was perfect. And I got, yeah, you know, like, it was big enough to wear my sweaters underneath. And then I brought a scarf from when I was too cold. And, like, it was pretty cold up on the causeway and stuff. So that was, like, perfect that I had a scarf and a hat. But then, like, the rest of the Ireland, when we drove down, it was pretty warm. Like, generally, the sun was out. The clouds were, like, these beautiful, billowy clouds. And so, yeah, it was great. We went down to Galway, and I just, like, loved it. It was so much fun, dude. Like, it's just a town of, like, cute little shops and pubs. And it's got, like, a fun nightlife. And it's, like, really, like, cool and old. I really enjoyed it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to catch up with some girls that I had gone to college with. And, of course, Anne. So that was just great. And then I went over to London and spent the rest of the week with Vicky, our good friend. And just, like, went to Kensington Palace one day by myself and walked around and went to afternoon tea at this hotel. And then I like went on a run one day in the park, and Vicky and I just like watched a bunch of movies and had a good time together. One day I went out with Vicky and Jenny. We went to afternoon tea at the Shard and we got like this cute Peter Pan afternoon tea. And then we went to Kew Gardens over at the end of one of the lines, and then walked over to Richmond where they shoot Ted Lasso. So that was cool.
AFC Richmond.
AFC Richmond, yeah. And I went to the pub that they shoot the, you know, the show in, and right outside, and the little street, you know, where his
little, like,
apartment
park
is. Yeah. So that was cool. And then we walked over to like the river area and got a drink over at a pub over there. And it was like, I mean, just the beautiful like river at the sunset and the like the sky was all like different colors and it was just like so peaceful. And I was with my friends and I was like missing Danny so much. Like I didn't take him on this trip with me. And I was like, oh, I really think he would have liked this, like just chilling out in London and just doing all this like nice fun stuff with my friends. I really did have a very, very grand time. It was so, so great. So,
good.
Yeah. And then I came home and just got home yesterday. So I'm still a little bit jet lagged, but just really happy to be home and, don't have any like major trips planned for a couple months at least. So, so that's good.
Yeah. The only thing you have planned next is me coming out there.
Yes, you coming out and then me going to Bonnaroo like a week later. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Going to be a jam-packed couple of weeks. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we are back. So, Emily, what have you been up to the last couple of weeks?
Oh, you know, I've been playing on my Steam Deck, like, a lot.
Ooh, good. Getting the money out of it, then.
Like, at least, like, every day I've been playing on it. I was obsessively playing this game called Ooblets that Casey introduced me to. I had started a game on their Switch because they own the game, and then I was like, I really like this game, so I'm gonna get it on my Steam Deck. And so I did, and I'm almost done with the game. I think I'm at like the very final like portion of just like the main storyline. There's like still more stuff that I could do. Like I still have to collect all of the ooblets and stuff. So basically ooblets is kind of like Stardew Valley. You like kind of have a farm and you grow stuff and you help the town with quests and things. And there's like a main storyline where like the mayor of the town is kind of helping, is asking for your help to kind of uncover this mystery that's like befallen on the town. And you and the whole point of this town is to collect ooblets. So it's kind of like Pokemon, where like you go around and you collect all these little creatures. And so it's very fun. It's a very cute game. It's just very silly. And I just needed like some like entertainment that just was, you know, it made my mind work, but like it was just kind of silly and fun and not really like risk.
Not as stressful as Baldur's Gate?
Yes. I opened up Baldur's Gate and I played for the first time like maybe in a month. Yeah. And I got into one fight, like battle, and lost in the most stupid way that I got pissed, and now I don't know when I'm gonna play again.
Oh no, you got so angry.
There's like this character that you get, like you go and talk to someone and they're like, here, take this and call this monster when you need their help. And I'm like, okay. So I call the monster and the monster is beating my people up. He's not fighting the enemies. And so I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I got so mad. So I don't know. I need to look up like the best way to like bring him into a fight and see why he started attacking my people instead of attacking who I wanted him to attack. So I need to kind of look into that. But Yeah, I just have not really had the mental capacity to play Baldur's Gate because, I mean, there's just so much. There's so much strategizing and there's so much, like, I am constantly overthinking everything I do in that game. So it's just, it's exhausting. It's exhausting to play. And I just have not had the mental capacity. But I have had the mental capacity since I have a Steam Deck and I have Stardew Valley on my Steam Deck. I get to play the new update to Stardew Valley that just came out.
Okay.
So I started a new farm and I've been kind of going through that process, which hasn't been that bad. That's always been my worry with Stardew Valley is like, I start a new farm and I don't want to go through the grind of like getting to where I was. Cause like in my first game, I had these amazing weapons and I had like this like super high health and like, it was just a better gaming experience when you don't have to grind and have to like, you know, get all that XP. But it hasn't been that bad. And it's actually been pretty enjoyable. So those are the games that I've been playing a lot of. And
what have you been reading?
So I am making my way through the Percy Jackson books, actually. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The Heroes of Olymp... No, not that one. Just Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Sorry, the first five book series. Because I've never read them. And I am on book 4 at the moment of 5. I'm on The Labyrinth.
Oh, there's only 5 books?
There's 5 books in every series, basically. So there's... Yeah, so there's Percy Jackson and the Olympians. That has 5 books. There's The Heroes of Olympus, which is 5 books. Then there's, like, The Trials of Apollo, which is 5 books.
Ah.
And actually might be the other way.
Are you
going
to read those, too?
Eventually. I'm just focusing on Percy Jackson and the Olympians because I have the Magnus Chase trilogy, which is like another kind of side character story that Rick Riordan wrote. And I own those 3 books. So I wanted to, and Casey suggested to at least read Percy Jackson and the Olympians before I read Magnus Chase. So I'm going to do that and then read the trilogy. And yeah, and then maybe just throw in a couple rom-coms in there.
Yep.
To kind of break things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the Percy Jackson books are very fun. They are very childish and they can get a little... They can be a little... I don't even know what the word is. Like, not annoying, but like just... I'm reading it and I'm enjoying the story, but I know it's a kid's book, so I know it's like nothing is... I mean, characters do die, so I guess there is stuff at risk. But like, it's still a kid's book in my mind, so I'm like, eh, what bad stuff can really happen? I mean, a lot of bad stuff happens. So I'm probably not making the most sense right now with my assessment. It could just get a little grating, reading all these middle grade books.
So, right.
But they're very fun. I'm enjoying, you know, discussing them with Casey because Casey's read all the books, and they love these books. And I'm preparing for my first moving out garage sale at the end of this month.
Oh, really?
Yes, I officially posted on, I follow some garage sale Facebook pages, and I posted to those just over the weekend, kind of with some pictures of what I plan to sell. I've had some people reaching out, like asking about certain things specifically.
Oh, the vultures are coming.
Yeah, and it's annoying because they're like, they're reaching out and they're saying like, oh, can I buy this before the garage sale? I'm like, no, the whole point was to like, was to lure you in to come and buy my garbage.
Well, so you can just give it to them. I mean, what does it matter to you?
I mean, but that was the point. It was like to post pictures, get people intrigued to want to come and check out the other stuff I have. Like, so I don't know, whatever. I'm telling people that, you know, if they reach out first and they're interested, I am offering to set things aside for them at the garage sale so that they could still come and pick it up. I'm trying not to do anything like beforehand because also some things aren't ready. Like someone wants the garden tower and it's still covered in, it's still filled with dirt. So I need to get the dirt out. So it's like things just aren't ready. And there are some things that like I'm putting up there to like show people. And but I'm going to try and be like, okay, I know you're interested in this, but like we're still using it until we like officially move out. So like, can I just get your contact info and like tell you when I'm leaving? And then you come pick it up. Like, so like there are some things that like I'm trying to be proactive, but I'm also trying to be realistic. Like, we like, yes, I'd like to sell the couch to someone, but we kind of need it.
Yeah, you do.
Until we leave. But like, I'm looking for a buyer for the couch. I'm looking for a buyer for things.
Yeah.
To like just have at the ready when I'm ready to get rid of it. So I'm hoping that will kind of turn out in my favor. So I'm just trying to mastermind all this shit. And
I think you're doing a great job.
It's a thought process. Yeah, it's strategy. Yeah. It's strategy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But yes, I bought my tickets to come out in June, so I'm very excited to do that. I need to email your person and let them know.
Oh, you sure do. Yeah, you sure do. The realtor needs to know so that he can set some meetings up, some places up for you, and
yeah,
that's gonna be great.
Yeah. So we're gonna. So maybe we'll have another like conversation about kind of what areas I'm looking at. I do like the Back Bay area a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll kind of focus in that area. I like that area. And then I liked, was it Cambridge?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Just across the way from. Yep.
Just in general, Cambridge in general, it's a pretty big city. So there's a lot of choices for sure.
By the school, right?
Yeah, there's several schools that are along the line, and it's so easy to get around. And I would just it's so exciting that I'm very excited to go out and see these places with you. Like, hopefully Danny can come to a couple of them too because he's very interested in seeing.
Yeah, I don't know how busy you guys are gonna be, so I mean, I'm mentally preparing that I might have to go to some of these, you know, by myself, and I might have to, you know, traverse the city. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping, pretty flexible sometimes. So
yeah, I'm hoping 1, 2, 3, 4 days will be enough time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's happening. The second I bought those tickets, I was not reluctant, but like I was avoiding buying my tickets for the longest time.
I know.
So I was like, once I do this, it's gonna start feeling real, and it is feeling real.
I know. I think it's once you visit places too, it's kind of going to just be like, okay, all right. Like, this is the reality. This is what we're looking at here. Because when you're looking at it from the computer, it can be like, you really have no idea how it's going to feel. But, you know, I'm going to be there. So you won't be doing this by yourself. And we're here to support you and just be like there to, you know, see the pluses and minuses of things. And also when you come out, it doesn't have to be forever. If you don't like that place, you can always move. So, you know,
that too, I'm trying to keep that in mind as well. Like, okay, the first place I might, you know, find might be a little expensive and I can only afford to live there for maybe a year or two. And then I have to maybe find a, you know, something like it's not forever. It's just, you know, finding what fits my needs the best and, you know, what's going to make my transition the easiest. And I already spoke to Kimmy. If worse comes to worse, she's got an extra room in her apartment in Buffalo.
Yep.
If I can't cut it in Boston and I lose all my money, I'm moving in with her.
Okay. Well.
That's like my backup plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also finished my book today. And
Queen of Shadows!
Yes, so that was a big deal.
Oh my gosh, Allison.
I really read a lot this past week, actually. Like, I didn't read too much, but I was reading it, like, every day, and this was a pretty big book. Like, I don't know how many pages it was, but it felt like it was very long.
I think it's, like, a solid 500-page book,
I think.
Queen of Shadows? It's not super long. Like, it's definitely not in, like, the 700 range, but it's probably, I think it's definitely more than 400. I'm not 100%. Oh my god, I didn't tell you, Alessandra.
No, it's 650 pages. It felt like it.
Well, I said it wasn't 700.
Okay. Okay, wait.
So I was still right.
What'd you say? What were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue. It's fine. I'll tell you what.
No. Yes. So I finished that, and I liked it a lot. I think it was my favorite one of the Throne of Glass series so far, mostly because, like, the events were very satisfying compared to the previous books. So I am very excited to read the Tandem Read for the next couple books, but I'm going to take a baby break and read something else first, which is always kind of nice.
I think I did that too. I think I took a slight break between, Queen of Shadows and starting the Tandem Read. Like, and you should. The Tandem Read is a doozy, and unfortunately, it won't be as fun as Queen of Shadows was.
I'm sorry.
I can handle
it. No, I can do it. I can push myself to do this.
There's going to be parts of it that's going to be really, really fun. Like, there are parts of Tower of Dawn. Like, I loved Tower of Dawn. Like, every portion of Tower of Dawn, I loved it. People usually hate that book, but I loved it. Empire of Storms was a little bit of a hit or a miss sometimes.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm gonna enjoy that, but it's fun to be with Vicky this week because we really talked about books and stuff for, like, it was a good time.
Oh my god, your last comment. Is this book gonna end, Jesus Christ?
Like, the last 50 pages of this book were like 10 different endings.
Yep. Yep. That's an SJM ending. They are crazy. They're crazy endings to books.
Oh man.
Okay, and then I can tell you. Yeah. So my 7 book special edition set of the Bergman Brothers series showed up.
You didn't send me a picture.
Didn't send anyone a picture. I haven't even sent Kaylee and my book friends at work a picture, so I need to do that. Actually, I know I've been bad. I've been saying I'm gonna do stuff and then I don't do it. So I'm gonna work on that. That's a me thing that I need to work on.
it you got to just enjoy it for yourself for a little bit, and then now you have to share. I just want to see what they look like.
It's like, and I'm so excited they're here, and I just want to read them so bad, but I can't because I just need to keep focusing on my books that I'm, like, trying to read and decide if I want to keep. Because, like,
yeah,
I will probably start devouring those books the second I get to Boston, because I'm just gonna go haywire when I get settled, and I can just completely change my TBR and read whatever the fuck I want.
Yep.
So it's gonna... So that's gonna happen. Well, so it's like, I wanted to be more excited for them to be here, but I can't touch them.
No,
I put them on my shelf. You've already read them,
so it's not like you. It's just
I've only read three of them. Okay, three of the 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've only read 2, 6, and 4.
Oh shit! Really? Okay.
Yeah, they really put me through emotional turmoil sometimes, so I do long breaks between them, because Chloe, she really punches me right in the heart with her books.
It seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've cried through most of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When are you going to read the second book, Alessandra? I'm waiting so impatiently.
I read the second one, the one about the King's Player.
What?
Yeah, yeah, man. I read it like, I don't know, 2 months ago, maybe.
Did you? Oh, okay. I totally thought you hadn't read it yet. Why did I think
no,
you
I read it? Yeah, no, I read it. I read it was on. I was on my honeymoon. That's when I read it.
Oh, I don't think we really discussed it after you finished it.
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about it.
I also have the bonus chapter. Want me to send you pictures of it?
Sure.
I have bonus chapters of the first book and the second book.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I read that.
Well, we'll just wait till I get out there and then you could come over and read them all.
I think that's definitely what I'm going to do because I don't want to keep buying them on Kindle. No offense to Chloe Lee's, but they're kind of expensive and I just
Don't worry. I already have all of them on my Kindle.
Yeah. So, I'll just read them physically.
The
yeah. And that will be.
I should at least read the bonus chapters of the ones I have read. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. Or I'll reread them, and then I'll have the bonus chapters to read at the end, like a little treat.
Sure.
I don't know. I'll decide. Okay. Well, we're over time. Anything else? I think that's it.
No, we'll get to it in a couple more weeks when I've got more things that I'm up to. Got a lot planned in the next couple weeks, so can't wait to talk about it two weeks from now.
Being mysterious. Okay. Yeah. Do I know
any of these plans?
Watch
the space. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, no. Sure.
I know what your plans are. Never mind. I know what they are. Okay. All right. Well, that is it. Welcome back, Alessandra.
Thank you.
Your travel sounded so fun.
Yes.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.